God, my favourite, a mega pint of rosé and a pack of Marlboro Gold. Oh my God, it's got my face on it.
Your face on it.
That's hilarious. I'm going to have to break my sobriety.
And someone messaged you like, hi girl.
It's not, yeah, it, what,
hey girl. And I was like, either my husband's cheating or I've uploaded it.
I love how unfiltered you guys
are. I used to hold pillows and I used to sit when I was in the jacuzzi.
Everyone
swims like, to there
and I'd be like, if you're fucking lying, if you, Liv, come on, you fuck.
I actually haven't with the jacuzzi.
Bullshit!
No,
have
I
have a pillow.
No,
yes, you
I have a pillow. No, I'm gonna be honest, with someone who's a sex worker. Someone who works in sex. For someone who works in the sex industry.
So if you do manage to pull someone of that kind of caliber, you can just go and save the
show. No.
I'm not telling you to do this.
We need content for the
go on,
website.
Go on, try and find it. Oh, straight on the bottom.
Welcome back to another episode of Private Parts with me, Liv Bentley. This is the podcast where nothing is off limits. But today, it's not just me. I am joined by two phenomenal females for a Valentine's Day special collaboration. I'm sure you know them already. It's Ashley and Lauren from the amazing Nip Tuck Pod.
Hello.
Welcome.
Can you clap yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you can.
I'm you.
Guys, so hi. So this is a crossover episode. If you want to see more of this episode, we're actually doing an extended version on YouTube. And trust me on this one, you're going to want to see because...
We've got bags of toys.
We've got bags of not just toys, some very weird, I don't know if it'll be allowed on YouTube. I don't know. But anyway, guys, head over to this episode's description. We'll put all of our handles in there at NipTuckPod.
And if you're listening to Private Parts, head over to our YouTube at Private Podcast.
This is exciting. We've just been talking, haven't we? And we've actually not come up for air yet,
no.
have we? So we need to be... No interrupting, we're bad,
no
we?
Interrupting.
Because we've just been like, blah, 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 blah. So I think they're going to have a good pod here,
well,
aren't they? We're going to calm down.
I want to hear all about it. Just before we get into this, can you just explain how the fuck it started? Like, who came up with the idea? How long have you been doing it?
Ashley's the brains, I'm Pinky. I'm just Pinky. So
my forehead's big. Right, so basically, in lockdown, I was listening to podcasts and I was just... beyond obsessed with podcasts. And Lauren and I had worked together for many years previously. And I just thought, do you know who I would love to do this with? Because she is one of the funniest, most unhinged people I'd ever met in my life.
Funny, unhinged.
Unhinged is good.
Got hand in
hand. So I gave her a call and I was like, I've had an idea. Have you ever listened to a podcast? And what's a podcast?
I spent my lockdown getting pissed and shagged.
Yeah.
So I wasn't listening to podcasts.
Well, I was doing that as well.
At
like,
the same
there
time.
Was bits in between.
I've never really heard of a podcast. It wasn't my thing, but you were like, listen, let's just go and do an episode. Let's give it a go. And it turns out, it worked.
Mm,
it worked.
Yeah. And what was the premise? What were you just two girls catching up?
She's chatting shit.
Exactly.
We're just talking crap, weren't we?
Yeah.
And just, it was funny. We
gave
like...
it a go and then we were like, oh, shit, loads of people have listened, so might need to do another one. And like, where do we fit this into our diary? Like, it literally was just a one-off, Liv. And then it went from there and it snowballed. And now it's every week we record, we release two episodes, a main and a bonus. And it's turned into this cult that is Nip Tuck.
It's a proper grown-up job now.
Yeah.
Full-time job. No, that's amazing.
Tell us about yours as well.
Well, I didn't fucking start this. This was started by Jamie Lang, like eight years ago.
Wow.
And the premise originally was him and another guy, Francis Bull. No one knows what's happened to him. Would read inserts from their Gap Year Diaries kind of thing. And anyway, as the years went on, they went on to do other things. And then I sort of took over with the co-host, Tom Lucy. And then eventually Tom left and now it's just me. And now I just have different amazing guests like you.
Oh,
guys.
Did I just break the chair?
No, don't worry.
Oh, right, okay.
Don't worry, some fucker's got fake tan all over my one. And so now I just have different interesting people, like you. Because I'm a nosy fucker and I like knowing about people's private parts.
I'll tell you about mine, no problem. We talk about our private parts a lot, don't we? That's the thing. I think when we heard from you guys, we thought this is going to be a great collab because you are just like us in the sense of, yes, you're a lady, But
I'm
you,
really not, by the way.
No, well, like I'm a savage. You,
I meant as
paper.
In genitals. I meant on paper. I meant on paper, you're a female. As are we on paper, but we don't fit into that mold. No. We say what we want to say. We say the wrong words. We talk about sex as, you know, normal. We don't hide it. We don't try and be anything different. We're quite, what's the word? Vulgar in a way sometimes. And we just thought this is going to be
the perfect match.
It's just the perfect
match. But I really like that because I actually think, you know, I love when girls, you know, when girls get together and the shit they actually say.
It's
that's
this.
What you. That's yeah. what you want.
That's what you want to hear.
Yeah,
yeah. And I think, like we've said, that you outdo each other. Someone tells an awful story, and you're like, "Well, guess what I did." And
I've got something bigger. Worse.
But the best thing about it is, there's no judgment. You're actually like, "Go on, what else did you do? Tell us more." And that's what we need more in society,
right? So, Liv,
tell
oh
me.
Oh God, shit!
We
yeah.
bought you a present.
Yeah, you can't have it now.
Tell me.
In an All Saints bag, did we have nothing better? Right, close your eyes. Pass along.
Ooh. Here you go.
Oh my God, my favourite. A mega pint of rosé and a pack of Marlboro Gold. Oh my God, it's got my face on it.
It's got your face on it.
That's hilarious. I'm going to have to break my sobriety.
Oh
my God, that is so sweet.
So next time you poison yourself, poison your lungs, think of us.
Oh my God, the cigarettes. This
cool,
is joke.
Right?
Let's just start smoking in the studio.
Yeah.
Can you see? This was my favourite, the
chicken wine. Chicken wine, feeling fine. That's what we always say.
And now your face is on a little chicken.
Oh no, I'm going to have to save this when I hit 1 year.
Yes. Yeah.
The neck
yes,
it in
the
one.
Neck it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You
oh
can't
God,
beat
you
chicken
so
wine,
much.
Can you?
Enjoy.
Great value.
Property of Liv Bentley. Right? Oh my God, I love that. I've got one for you guys, but... You might have to share this, but having heard how you two are, that could be normal.
Is it a double-ended dildo?
No, it is my vibrator.
Oh my God. Show.
Thing is, this one's, it's big.
And what do you do with it? Does it go up, in,
it
around?
It goes
a
everywhere.
A clit sucker?
No.
Let me see. It's a microphone.
No, trust me, the vibrations on this, fuck, you'll take off.
I've really? Got one of them, but it plugs in at the wall, so it's a bit...
So you're kind of stuck next to the plug, so it doesn't look
oh,
like
it's
it
one
does.
Of the dodgy ones. Oh, well,
you stood next to a plug normally, the ones we use. Put it on.
Yeah.
Put it on.
We need content for the
go
website.
Go on, try and find it. Oh, straight on the bottom. You'd be a fantastic lesbian. Oh, come here, you.
Oh, thanks, Liv.
God, that is incredibly
I've also
powerful.
Got you some lube as well for after.
That is
incredible.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about the lube, because lube is risky, I think. It has to be
wait,
right.
Why is it risky? This what have you offensive?
Certain lubes
can aggravate.
Great for your vagina.
So this is why I created my lube, is right. that... Me and a friend of mine and I were talking, and I don't know how this is so uncommon. I assume it's because not sex education, the female anatomy isn't really, one isn't educated hugely on. So things like don't use specific soaps or gels or anything like that. And certain lubricants that are scented or flavoured can offset a lot going on down there.
Your pH,
which no one knows about. Also, yeah. Something that I discovered early on when we were learning about lube. You know how guys, and I actually think it's really low rent when men say this, when they talk about how if a girl has a smelly vagina, it actually tends to be from some other
bloke's
semen.
Yeah.
Or from their semen. So that's
it
because it's
offset. It makes the vagina smelly because it's not a good mix or because they've got like shit semen.
It's because their pH balance, their pH is different.
It's a bit
female,
off.
So it offsets.
Okay, that's really interesting.
So we made this lube that I've actually got it here.
Let's What's see. It called? You've not said the name
sorry.
Yet.
Jomo. Jealous of my orgasm and joy of missing out.
Great.
That is marketing genius.
Yeah, the only problem is one's got CBD in it, which if you're thinking of doing a CBD company, don't. It's a fucking nightmare.
What
were you
legal?
Actually talking about?
Are you? No, well, it's just like it's just hard because it's such a sort of taboo thing. So anyway, one is a CBD arousal oil and one's an intimate serum. And basically they both have the CBD and then we've got an arginine
Stunning.
In one of them.
So it's not going to give you a smelly or sore fanny?
No. Then it's neutral and it's
the
all
packaging's
about...
The packaging's beautiful.
The CBD encourages blood flow, which heightens sensation. So you just get a more intensified
so
orgasm.
So like having a joint through your fanny?
What?
It's like having a joint through your fanny. Like a bong through the fan.
Oh my goodness.
But it
the
actually
texture.
Smells really nice, but it's all natural.
Oh, it's like a lavendery.
I like you because I trust that you won't let me put anything up my fanny that's not good.
How did you do I think it's really important that because I think so many people don't realise the damage you can do to
guys, things down. Does anyone remember being about, I mean, obviously 16 and above, but teenage, that age, and buying the cherry Durex?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
The tingle.
And, it's, you know, and it crats.
And you get the tingly stuff and you'd be burning, but because you thought you were really cool buying all this weird stuff. No, this feels really good.
So that one's scentless, but that one's the water-based one.
Very exciting.
My husband's going to be very happy
about this one.
Yeah, that one's... So the oil-based one works with... it works with our sex toy, but you've got to... It doesn't always work with condoms. So certain condoms. So
I don't use them.
No, I...
Sorry, everyone should use them.
Everyone should.
Do you know what? We did speak, and this is controversial, and we're not doctors. We need to caveat this because we will make some wild claims. And we were just saying, like...
It feels like a Tesco bag up your fanny sometimes.
It's not that. It's just the whole, like, I'd actually be offended if someone went, are we using a condom? I'd be like, what, do you think I'm a slag? But then it's like, well, I am a slag. But do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like...
It's an awkward moment. We need to change it.
Actually, can I just say, this is like perfect timing for a dilemma.
Right.
Okay, we've had a dilemma. And on that subject, I can't get over these cigarettes, by the way. This is all amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome, Belly.
Okay, so this is a dilemma that's coming that's made me think of that.
Okay.
My boyfriend and I have been together for a year and he is now refusing to wear condoms as he says it doesn't feel the same and thinks I should just go on the pill for protection. But I don't want the hormones to mess my body up and think that's selfish of him. Mm-hmm. However, the other day we were in his car and I found an unopened box of condoms in his glove compartment. He went bright red and said they were old, but I've never seen them before and somehow I don't believe him. Is he cheating? And why is he giving me a hard time about them if he's using them?
Right, I think we need to break this down into two totally separate
dialogues. It's two separates, yeah.
So the first one, Ashley, I know you...
We've got a lot to unpack this.
So I think, Ashley, you talk about the contraception side of it.
Right.
Because he is being a cheeky bastard doing
that. He is. So, your body, your rules, my darling, yeah. Okay? So it's whatever feels right for you. And to be honest, a condom thing doesn't really make much difference to you. So that's totally up to you and whatever you're comfortable with. Because at the end of the day, if you do get an STI or you get pregnant or whatever, that's your problem then, isn't
yeah.
it? So there are other things that you could consider, the apps that we all know about, which I personally
tracking
absolutely
tracking your cycle.
Love.
Flow.
Flow, natural
Flo
cycles.
Tells me when I'm going to be bloated and when I'm going to be fucking grumpy. She's
brilliant.
Spot on every time. She actually just told me this morning I'll have mood swings. Not in this
oh,
episode,
not now.
Obviously. No, don't worry. You guys are cheering me up. There's always the wine.
You could use the apps.
Yeah, I think the apps, tracking your cycle.
But if she doesn't want to do that and she's not automatically like up for it, and also the apps take about 3 months with a heavy amount of inputting data to be like how you've got yours, sort of like bang on. So I'd say... Do whatever feels right to you with regards to that. And also, it's just, I kind of do get that if you have been in a relationship for a year, the condom should maybe be put away.
But I think the fact of the matter is, right, they don't want a baby, so something's going to have to give here. Mm. They don't, I'm assuming it's not an STI thing, I'm assuming they just don't want a baby right now.
It might be with the next part.
So somebody needs to make a decision on what happens or else you're going to be really fucked when she gets pregnant. That's even worse, let me tell you, with an 8-month-old. So you, let me tell you, that's worse than any of it. So I think... It's unfair that he's pushing you to take a contraception that's got hormones in it that may affect your body when you don't want to. Mm. It's like you saying to him, go and get the snip and then reverse it later. That's not fair. So you need to sit down.
Go back with that girl.
And come to you have the snip and come to a conclusion that's fair. And I think the apps seem to be make the most sense. He doesn't have to wear the condoms. Because
but he
I
can't
do
have it when he wants it, though.
No, true, and he'll have to get used to that. But
well,
then
he can use his fucking left hand and a bit of Jomo.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And come on a chest. Like, that's fine. You've got to get pregnant on there.
Can get pregnant off pre-cum.
You can. The other side that we need to talk about here, though, is the fact, never mind that, mate, because you're going to finish him anyway because he's shagging someone else. So fuck that. You're going to have to finish
him.
And
it's probably, like, some kind of street sex worker if they're in his car.
Oh, good point. Why would you have the condoms in the car?
I'm sorry, guys, that is where my mind went.
We have a story of somebody who literally, she messaged us in the other day. She emailed us with a dilemma about a year ago where she'd found condoms in a partner's drawer. What did she? We were like, he's cheating. She messaged him the other week and said,
he has.
She found out a year later, he was cheating the whole time.
What do you think, Liv?
I honestly believe, and I think women are lucky in the sense that we have women's intuition.
Agree.
And if you feel something's not right, like if you actually felt the need to write that dilemma and you know already,
you know
something's not right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think actually women really need to listen to that. Because I think some girls don't, because they go, oh no, it's, you know, it's just this. And you almost ultimately make up excuses.
Well, they gaslight you too.
Yeah, they do. And then you start believing on other things. But it's a hard one because I personally don't take contraception. I've never had an easy ride with contraception. So if someone tried to encourage me to do that, I would be very anti it.
Agree.
But I do think it is highly suspect, the condoms.
I've just thought of something. Right.
A femdom.
He didn't want to... He didn't want to use condoms.
Diaphragm. Mm.
The whole point here is he didn't want to use them.
Yes, dude, that's what I mean.
So why is he using them? Yeah. He's having an... He's shaggy. I'm sorry, it took me a minute. He doesn't want to use them, but he wants to use them with someone. Sorry. Yeah, like, it just took me a second there.
Yeah.
Oh, he's cheating.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that, babe.
Sorry, whoever wrote that.
Get yourself a fella who likes a condom.
Right then, let's get to know each other, guys, with a little funny story. Shall I go first?
Yeah, go on then.
There's numerous funny stories, but if you're new here, I'll tell a recent one that haunts me. So I am an influencer.
Yeah.
Same as you.
I prefer content creator.
Okay.
I prefer noob seller, but yeah.
Yeah, whatever we want to call it. And I went downstairs at my house and I just had a delivery of a Zip Halo. Have you got one?
Yes.
The facial device. And it was a pink one. And I was so excited because I was like, oh my God, it's a pink one. And it was just on my kitchen table. And I'm always naked in my house, always naked, right? And I was like, oh my God, guys, I've just had this pink Zip Halo. And then I just went about my day and my full on fanny.
Her labia.
Full was hairy-ish fanny.
Labia.
Bit of my C-section poo.
And you could see like the hairs of the labia. No,
like, and I was just like
and she hasn't got a belly, but a belly no, looks
it
like.
Look she, wait, like, how long did you know it was up for?
4 hours.
No.
Her full, like her lips were there.
I've got the picture somewhere. You can see the lips and even like a bit of
clit in the middle. Yeah. And someone messaged you like, hi, and doll.
It's not.
Yeah, it, would have
hey,
been,
girl.
Hey, girl.
And I was like, doll. Either my husband's cheating or I've uploaded it. Which hey, one? Not today. Not
sorry
today.
To message.
But it's not the first time it's happened. Another time, I think I was like 9 months pregnant the time before. And I was like, oh, I've got these vintage sunglasses.
I felt sorry for you when you
oh, no, don't
that.
With the reflection in them
yeah,
or something.
And, you were naked. And my tits were like veiny and like... Blech, pig snout blech,
and the like, nipples were like that big because they
yeah,
and it sat and on it, a bump so she was like
it was and they were like and a, so you know like an orangutan like.
It was bad. I really so anyway. I actually felt for you then because I thought that poor big
right,
family
Liz, that's actually next. Fucking funny. My dad, basically, I'm one of 5 kids, 4 girls, only one of them is engaged. Anyway, my dad's like Mrs. Bennet from Pride and Prejudice. He's trying to marry us all off the whole
yeah,
fucking time.
I get it. Get rid of you.
We were at a pub one night and he said, he looked at a table of 4 blokes and he said, right, I'm going to interview each of you and then my daughter's going to pick one. Mortifying for me. And I said,
were you there, Ron?
Oh, no, I was fucking there.
Oh, wow.
And it was just cringe. Anyway, I ultimately picked one, hung out a few times, went on a night out and I had had quite a few in. And you know when girls have a few drinks, you suddenly this like porn star behaviour comes over
obviously,
you.
Obviously, like twerking.
Yes. Oh, any, yeah. went wild.
I've done that.
You're in a hoe.
Yeah.
Like the little mermaid.
Straight out. And you think you're all that. Anyway, I woke up in the morning and remembered he was teetotal.
Oh, God.
And I...
And did you ride him like a porn star?
Oh, no.
Yeah!
I was just mortified. And I didn't really remember much. And I thought, I could never see you again.
I think that's weird on his part.
No, after I had said this story earlier, on reflection, it was weird on his part.
That's weird on his part. That's a him problem.
I think actually now it is cancellation vibes, isn't there that? Anyway, that was pretty fucking mortifying. But
yeah,
a few
that's
of
awful.
My wild best stories were when I was slightly off my face. But we were talking about another one. I had a brand deal. And I had to go to Wimbledon dressed
Oh, poor
in...
you.
No. It was actually the brand, I think, deeply regretted it. Anyway, I thought it was a good idea to go on a big old night out the night before.
Oh, no.
So woke up still pissed. Anyway,
back on
showed up
source.
At Wimbledon, did all the fucking content that I thought I needed to, headed home. So I sent the content to my agent. And he goes, this is well and good, but why are you sending me all these photos with Evian? You were there with Debenhams. And I standing there in floral dress. And I was like, Oh my God. I was so shit-faced, I didn't know what I was doing. I'd made myself way into another box, done and all the press photos.
And at least they let you in.
He goes, you've got absolutely no content in the fucking dress. Anyway, that was good.
What did you do? What? How did that end?
I took a selfie in the black cab on my way home.
And they
and they counted it.
With a mini bottle of Prosecco saying Wimbledon. Yeah,
do you
that
know
was,
what,
it was
AI now.
Yeah, but if AI was fine back then, I wouldn't have even had to leave the house. I would have pretended to be there. But yeah, that was.
You could have sorted that out.
There's a couple of things that I like to get up to, yeah.
All right, go on then.
No, you're.
Oh, mine feels quite dark now. So I've had a string of unsuccessful relationships. I'm married now, all good. So we can laugh about it. And they're hilarious, they're terrible. Now, on one occasion oh no, bad, really bad. If you haven't listened to Nip Tuck, go to the beginning, you can hear it all. I was seeing this guy, let's not say much because he's very frightening and he will probably murder me, like God's honest.
Uniquely noticeable.
Yeah, and I was with this guy and he was a very scary guy. Anyway, we were together and it wasn't great and I lent him, I lent him £20,000 to start a barge boat party business. He didn't give me the money back. Anyway, we got engaged, of course, naturally. And we were driving down the road and it was a big ring and it was probably worth like the same as the loan I'd given him. So it meant a lot to me because I thought that's like my security. And he said, right, it's over. Took the ring off me, put the window down near my house and threw the ring out of the window. And obviously it was all really scary. And then the next morning I went back to my mum's and I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? And she was like, the loan he's never going to give me back. And she was like, we're going to find the ring. That's what we're going to do. So she rang a friend at the gym. Pete, have you got a metal detector? He went, I have actually, yeah, Liz, I have. Meet me.
Proper northern gear.
Meet me on the dual carriageway in 20 minutes with the metal detector. Our Lauren's had a nightmare. So we go to the dual carriageway, right? It's fucking pissing down. I'm heartbroken. Like, I'm a shuddering person. My mum's like, no, get that work.
You're getting to work, bitch.
So we're there with a metal detector at the side of the road on a very busy dual carriageway with our hoods up.
What ex-cons have to do on there, like, you know, when they're lost.
Yes, community service.
And I'm finished me. She's like, find the ring. And we are there. Beep, 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 beep. And it's a coin. And then I thought, no one will have seen me anyway. It's fucking pouring down. It was like one of those awful days. And I then kind of got my phone out after we didn't find the ring. And I just had text after text. Have I just seen you on the dual carriageway, the metal detector? That is just one of so many.
Not
awful.
Good.
Did you ever get the money back from him?
No, I didn't. And my grandma, God rest her soul, she gave me the money. Yeah.
Oh, that's
and
really
yeah, and I don't think he ever threw the ring.
No.
He's not
no
stupid.
Chance.
He will have pretended.
Put it on his finger and gone like that.
Or it wasn't worth nothing. He's not going to throw like a 30 grand ring at me. And I'm there with my mum with the he had it in his fucking pocket. Come on. But we live and we learn. And that was about 10 years ago. So. There, so we're all unhinged.
We are.
Great to know.
Firmly unhinged.
Right, so since my terrible dating, I'm now married. Ashley is married.
Yeah,
at this
not
point,
married.
We're going to mention that you're absolutely not.
No, not married.
What happened?
What do you? Oh, it's not. I haven't been divorced.
What's the latest?
My husband. No, my boyfriend has been. I think I realised my downfall in life is men. Like, as in, that's where my issues lie. I had one quite sweet boyfriend I made in Chelsea called Digby. He was very sweet.
Yes.
He was charming. And
handsome.
Then I had the twat Tristan.
Can I just say, I love Made in Chelsea, by the way. Like and I don't watch a lot of telly, do I?
Super fan.
And I really, really like it. And I hated Tristan.
Oh, it's weird. Lots of people did.
He had a face that I disliked.
Lauren, you can't speak about people that you don't know like
Why?
That.
I watched him on telly. It must be true. It's never edited wrong.
Lauren, imagine if someone came out like, I've seen that
they
Lauren
do.
On
they
Nick
do. They do
thing.
Say that about
You'd
me.
You'd cry.
They do say that about me, and they're right. I get laughed at all the time, so I'm doing
anyway.
That.
If Liv
nothing
says
wrong
it,
with his face. Nothing wrong with it.
I can say it's on the ex-girlfriend, but yeah,
it was just dislike. I felt.
I think a lot of people did. He had a mixed review on of how people felt towards him. I think
very politician-y reply.
Well, it's hard because it's because it was the. It's really hard because when I have people on the podcast, I talk about my time on Made in Chelsea, which was obviously I left like 2 years ago, but I was on there for 9 years.
Oh my
god! So there was a huge part of my life was a part of it, and I don't want to sit here and like actually bash.
Who's the biggest knob on there?
Maver, French Who's, bird.
Yeah, Maeva.
Is she still on there?
I don't even know.
So Maeva, I honestly, I don't watch any telly, but I know all this stuff. So Maeva was with the guy, James?
Yeah, they're
but
married.
First she was with that beautiful boy.
Miles. Sweet
gorgeous
Miles.
Boy. And then they got married and had a baby.
Yeah.
She looked like a knob.
Yeah. Is everyone actually like how they are on there, or are they fake?
When I joined, it was all the older lot, and it was very, I felt like everyone was very genuine, and mm-hmm. people would behave badly, but they sort of owned it.
Yeah.
As it went on, I think because social media became so big, people really started protecting themselves and watching how
contriving.
They were behaving, because they didn't want to get trolled. Mm. Whereas I think I always kind of remained the same. And even, I think people see through it. I think if you behave like a twat, people almost admire you more for it, because they know you're not being fake. Yeah. And so towards the end of my time on it, I didn't really, I sort of, all my friends had gone. So I was like, I'm
That's
over it.
Annoying.
I'd rather be a twat than boring or fake.
Same.
You know, like.
But I think it's very obvious. And actually, I notice it a bit with social media now. Like, there are people I know who sort of portray certain things or like certain behaviours online that I know are not how they are in real life.
I hate that.
Can I say the one thing actually that's really got me going recently?
Go on.
Is people putting up what they eat in a day. And these girls,
they leave out the packet and the packet of facts.
Yeah, no, but honestly, like, if someone said to me, "Can I put what I eat in a day?" I'd have eaten a pack of facts.
Oh yeah, no, me and Lauren say that all the time. We're like,
people say to me, "Lauren, how have you lost so much weight after the baby?" And I think they expect me to come up with some gym plan and this, because I don't eat anything and I just smoke all day and drink coffee. That's the truth. And
I know,
always say,
bad,
I will write that back, because I'm not going to give them false hope that if you do, like, that's not how I did it. So I totally get it. It's like, no. You don't eat that in a day.
But I just don't know. I don't think it's healthy. And I think, as in, because you see
everyone feel like shit.
Yeah, and these stick thin girls eating sort of like 3,000 calories, and you're like, I know
that's
you
a
don't
lie.
Eat that.
That's a lie. I don't like what you eat in a day anyway. Whenever I get asked, I'm like, no, it's weird. Sorry, the fact you've even asked me, that's weird.
I'll tell you what I smoke in a day.
Yeah, absolutely. And how much
fucking
you drink.
20.
Yeah, absolutely. We should do that. How many do I? And then every time you smoke, you should.
Yeah,
different selfies from different angles.
I'm going to start getting back to. I'm not very good at doing content. I find Instagram. Mm. I don't find it easy, to be honest. I think because I got a following because of being on TV. I think people followed me thinking my Instagram was going to replicate how much of a cunt on TV I was.
Right,
but I don't. I just flog the odd thing here and there. But I need to actually get better at it and show what I really do.
Well, it's lucrative. Like, it's a good thing for you to do. But I do
how
agree
many
with
of
you.
These have you sold, Liv?
500, 600.
Fantastic. Right, and do you get like reviews back on them?
Mm. Those were a newer thing. The lube, we started the lube end of it was the end of lockdown, and that did amazingly. The CBD one, and slowly we're trying to build more products. But I want to get more into the wellness sector, not just the sex factor.
Yeah.
Sector.
In what way?
Well, I want to get into doing sort of supplements, electrolytes, women's like female probiotics, vaginal probiotics, all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Love. That would do really, really well.
So, what actually made you do? Did you have a bad case of BV once? And think,
no,
I'm gonna do
I
a
was
lube.
Just faking it. I literally would moan, and then I was like, well, that was fake, and they'd believe it.
Have you always used sex toys?
Yeah.
What was your first sex toy experience? Mine was an electric toothbrush.
Was it?
Mm.
I used to rub my fanny on the corner of a table or a chair.
Did you used to
hum, or like in the hot
did
tub?
Did you used to hump pillows?
I love how unfiltered you guys are.
I used to hump pillows, and I used to sit when I was in the jacuzzi.
Everyone's
humped
sat
there for ages, and I'm like,
if you're fucking lying, Liv, come on, you fuck.
I actually haven't with the jacuzzi
Bullshit!
One. No,
have you humped a pillow?
No,
did you?
I haven't humped a pillow. I
oh what I eat in a day
what?
Never humped a pillow.
I'm trying to think of anything niche I would have done when I was like, I had a really sweet boyfriend when I was I didn't lose my virginity till I was about 17.
No, but you do. That's
no,
why
and
we
I didn't
were fiddling.
Prior to that, no, prior to that I didn't.
Did you
I basically looked like a little boy till I was about 16. Didn't have any tits, barely had any hair. Because
same, but I
you only
fiddle.
Need a fanny. You only need a vagina. It doesn't matter about the hair and tits on. You just need a fanny.
While we're on the topic of sex toys, we have had a confession.
She's deflecting, guys.
Yeah, yeah. So
no,
did you hump a pillow or not?
I would tell you if I'd been a dry humping.
I'm already joking.
I'll have a think of any rogue moments. Oh, there was this one time. But let's get on to the confession. I worked in A&E.
What?
A&E, he got a World War I fucking
shot. Oh, a grenade thing.
Off
yeah.
his ass.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the beauty of Instagram when you see
impressive.
Those stories. Okay, I worked in A&E. I was assigned to examine a patient with stomach pain. When I got into this cubicle, I realised the woman was an old school friend. However, instead of being unhappy to see me, she was mortified. She confessed she wasn't suffering with stomach pain at all, but had got something stuck down below. She had microwaved a frozen hot dog to use as a sex toy. But as it defrosted, it had softened the hot dog, and it broke off inside her. I removed it, but I doubt she'll be able to look me in the eye at our next school reunion or eat another hot dog.
I have one thing to say on this first. Very thin to use as a sex toy.
It's not good.
Depends
is it?
What brand.
What kind of hot dog, but still.
What, a bratwurst?
Yeah, like what?
Well,
like,
I'm guessing
in the, tin
are very thin. The girl,
right.
the
consistency,
the consistency, and the warmth. My
the warmth.
Oh, no. But surely, when it was warmth, it would be on the flop. And how does that get thumbing in a softie?
No,
she might not be very experienced.
I would absolutely have gone with a banana or a carrot, like so much more obvious.
Yeah,
or
with some of Liv's lube on it.
Yeah,
yeah.
God, that
have
poor
you
woman.
Ever stuck a fruit or a vegetable inside you?
No. You have, haven't
I'm thinking
you?
About my husband now and who might listen to
what that he's used.
I once put a fruit pastel ice lolly up somebody else's
arsehole.
Back passage. What? Have I not told you? Maybe, or maybe, is this inappropriate when I've got a husband? Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, was it a bloke or a woman?
It's a bloke.
How?
Oh, God, I've made
like
everyone go silent. I'm the first person to make everyone go silent. No one to know.
I'm just thinking of the mess.
Were you fucked? You were sober.
Oh, sober. I think if I was, I think he perhaps had curious thoughts looking
and
back.
And he
now.
Told you to do it?
I can't remember who actually said to do it. I mean, I was just having one.
You just wanted to taste the rest.
You didn't put it back in your mouth after, did you?
Lauren, that's disgusting.
I can't remember.
Oh, you did?
I can't remember, but knowing me, I wouldn't like to say definitely no. I can't remember, but I did insert it probably halfway.
And then had a cheeky lick after.
Have you put things up people's arses?
No, I'm going to be honest, as someone who's a sex worker... Sorry. Someone who works in sex... For someone who works in the sex industry, I'm actually quite tame. I really am. I'm not. I haven't, like, worn a strap on.
But not even a finger.
Oh, yeah, cheeky finger.
Yeah.
Guys get nervous with that though, and I always get confused why, because it's like they
some
want
don't.
It but they don't want it, but they I think they get worried that it means more than it actually does.
I think it's more the worried about poo, because that's why I don't do much bottom stuff, because I think the risk of
when
poo,
you say bottom, it just doesn't sound right, does it?
Arse. Any arse play. I don't like the arse play, but do you know what, that's why I avoid that area, because I'm just shit scared that might happen. So I think some men are worried because it's a risky area. Do you know what I mean?
And once you've seen that, you can't really come back from it.
But the thing is, right, this is probably a bit crude, but have you ever put your...
I think we're beyond crude, just
okay,
so you know.
Have you ever put your finger in your belly button and it's got a funny smell and you can't stop smelling it?
No.
Okay. Your piercing, your ear piercing.
Yeah, like earring, I know what you
mean. And it's a bit like that if you've ever put your finger up a bottom.
Ew, Lauren.
So you know you shouldn't, but you're like... No? Has no one ever done that? No, just me. Right, I'm looking at Lucas. You absolutely... Well, thank you, Lucas, for backing me up here. Anyway, right.
So
anyway.
Luke's in the corner. Could you tell us what you've put up there?
Yeah. I mean, I've put a few ice cubes up guys' bums and then pushed it in with my penis.
Have you?
Why? Why
really?
Is it so good? Because of the hot and cold sensation. Yeah.
Where does the ice cube go? No. How far does it go up?
It goes in and it's great. Yeah.
For everyone involved?
Yeah.
I've just had a great idea.
Same with the mouth.
Really? Oh. Right, girls, the suggestion is put the ice cube in the mouth and then give the blowjob.
Well, I guess it would numb your throat because you can spray your throat with that spray so you can deep throat.
Oh.
Right? So it must be like a numb.
Could you make an ice cube, hear me out of one of Liv's lubes, put that up first.
Oh, up your vagina.
And then, because then you get the ice cube and the lube.
You pretend that you squirted.
I need, some sort of cold suppository.
Yeah.
Suppository.
Is that what they're
called? Yeah, it doesn't sound as sexy.
No,
then.
It doesn't. That sounds like someone who's bunged up.
Yeah.
I'll think about it. But yeah, I'll name my next product Nip Tuck and Let's Have a Fuck.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so we've gone on from my tragic single history. And you two are both married. How did you meet? What happened? How did it go?
I've been married for the longest. So I met my husband like 14 years ago. And
Love at first sight?
Kind of. Took a bit to get together, and then we were together for like 7 years. Yeah. Then we split up, and I had a baby with someone else and got engaged to someone else.
Talk about revenge she doesn't fuck about.
I know. Yeah, I went a bit far with that. And then we got back together, and now we're married. We've been married for like 4 years.
And more kids.
And two more kids.
And two more kids.
That's quite sweet, though.
Yeah.
You kind of sweet.
So really we must good. Really like each other.
Yeah. Or there was no one else.
One or the other. Or a combination.
There was no one else.
Or you both looked around and thought, nah, fucking one. Yeah.
Do you know what? He lets me do whatever I want within reason. And yeah, it just feels right. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no...
How did you know the second time round that it was that was it? Like, did you have a feeling that this is right?
Yeah, because I'd never been with anyone else that, like, didn't fully give me the ick or, like... you know, like, sometimes you think, I'll give this a go, but X, Y, Z. Whereas with him, it's more like, well, I know where I stand because I've already been with you for ages. And, yeah, there's no, like... power play, there's no jealousy or you're allowed to do this if I'm allowed to do that. We're just both our own people, which some people do find really strange, but I don't.
And you forced him to marry you, kind of, didn't you?
Kind of, yeah, because I was just like...
How did you force him to marry you?
Well, I mean, he did it.
No, but you can't.
No, I did. And I said to him, like, if you messed me around last time, so I've got a kid now and... I'm not fucking around, like, in the terms of messing around. And if you're serious about it, then come back to me when you're ready to be serious. And he said, I'm serious, let's get married.
And they actually did in, like, how many weeks?
2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah. So I planned my wedding in 2 weeks, didn't tell anyone. You only had 9 people at my wedding.
Can I just say, I really like that.
Yeah.
It
was so stress-free. It was gorgeous. No one had any input on anything because I knew if I said to anyone, I'm getting back with and we're getting married, fuck off, don't care. Literally just had 9 people there, planned it all in secret, told everyone like 5-6 days before, be here if you want to be here. And... just turned up married.
And did it. And you wore like
a suit off the internet that was like £200. Had our favourite chef from the Ivy did food at the house, got married in a church.
Unreal.
Went to work the next day, carried on like normal.
Can I just say, I said this on the solo episode last week. I was like, if I was to get married, that is exactly how I would
do it. Just like the stress of it, even the stress of that small wedding, I was like, this is just, and it gave me like the ick of the thought of like walking down and everyone looking at me and, oh wow, I just sounded so weird and narcissistic. And like, even when the photographer was like, what kind of photos do you want? I was like, nothing posed.
Which is weird because you wouldn't think that you'd be like that.
Yeah.
Because when it comes to like the glam, all the selfies, like you would think that Ashley would enjoy that side of it.
But I'm really private. Like I don't show my kids on social media. Like people, when they meet me, sometimes don't even know that I've got 3 kids.
Really?
Yeah.
What is your view on people showing kids on Instagram? Like what's your...
It's not right.
Do you think?
We've both got totally different
mine.
Yeah.
But I totally understand and appreciate Ashley's standpoint on it. If I'm honest, the reason I do is because I'm burying my head in the sand and pretending that it's fine.
Well, because you've always done
I've always done it.
Well, as in, and you deep like, down think that she's better, you worked out, did it?
Potentially. So what I do is avoid any...
It's okay.
Do you got a cramp?
Yeah, it's fucking
long. Or do you need a trump?
Oh, no.
Just get up and do a quick one and then sit down. No, I avoid deep diving the dangers of it.
Yeah.
Because I enjoy showing my children, because not that, this isn't to say that somebody isn't proud if you don't show them, but I'm proud of them. They're really cute. Yeah. I love my life. I have them a lot. So when I'm doing videos and stuff, they're there. I enjoy it. I like showing my kids. So if I'm honest, avoid looking at why I shouldn't, because it will put me off.
I don't know. Only now, because of the way AI is.
It's so terrifying.
It's concerning what someone could do with your kid's face. And that's my only thing about it. Do you get, as influencers, do you get many ads that are involving your children?
I'm starting to get requests through. Ashley won't because she doesn't show them, so she's not your...
Yeah. I do get, like, I get, like, mumfluencer ones, but I say from the get-go, like, you're not seeing any part of the kid.
Yeah.
But I can do it, like... And I do recommendations of things like, I don't know, a buggy or...
Yeah.
A milk.
But they're not stood on camera doing ads.
No,
with you.
No.
Thea loves it, though. So my little girl's 8.
Yeah.
And she's watched me, like, do what I do. And she always says, Mum, can we do an unboxing? And she's got that age and she watches YouTube, so she really enjoys it. She's not on much of my stuff. But if something came through and it was, like, for the both of you, I would do it. Because I also think it's quite authentic as well. That is my daughter. That is what we do. Yeah. Do you know, we do sit together and do those kinds of things. But I totally understand why it's not the best idea, which is potentially
it's
why I'm burying my head.
It's a fucking hard one, though, actually, I suppose, because also this is where it's
I want,
like,
to be authentic.
How authentic do you want to be on your Instagram, but then also at the risk of certain things happening? Like, there was some creepy advert recently, and it was a mother and a daughter going up an escalator in a shopping centre, and some random bloke coming up,
and
it says something like, hello, Lily, and the mother
I know when your birthday is.
So it's so true. Happened to me once, actually.
I was in Aldi.
And me and Thea were walking along chatting, and this lady, she wasn't a weirdo, she was totally normal, nothing wrong with her, said something and then was like, oh, look, recognised her, and then went, I love your mum's podcast, and kind of looked round for me, nothing weird, she was lovely.
Yeah.
But then I thought, oh shit, like, she literally saw Thea before me and was like, oh my God, I love your mum's podcast, looked round for me, and then she said something to her, like, something that showed she knew about me, something like, oh, your mum, I'll be laughing when you do that, because I must have posted it before, and I was just like,
It's a weird one, isn't it?
And James says when he goes out, so my husband said when he's out without me, he can feel eyes on him. And
yeah, because our husbands aren't influencers.
No. And he said that he went to the Trafford Centre with Thea, and he said, I could see people noticing her and me, and then working cogs going, and I wasn't even there.
When people see me out and I've got the kids with me, they're like this.
She has
like
kids.
Looking at them like, what do they look like? It's so weird.
Yeah, like they've got a secret.
Yeah, and it's like, honestly,
what do your husbands think about it? Do they have any concerns with anything? With any, like, concerns?
Our husbands have got no fucking concern.
They've got no say.
They're so chilled out. They're horizontal. They don't have an opinion on anything, do they?
Mine doesn't like being shown. And he says, like, oh, please don't talk about me. Stop
so
it.
I'm going to anyway.
Because he's like a big businessman at work or whatever the fuck it is he does. His little business.
Yeah, he's got to see him. He's got a tiny little lorry.
And he's like, please, Ashley, just stop. I'm so mean, actually.
He has to have these, like, really important meetings with all these boys. And then Ashley that morning has gone, oh, he loves it when I do this. Sorry, we're going to have to let you go from the company. Yeah. And they're thinking, yeah, well, you like it up the arse. I'm joking. She's never said that. That's a joke. She's never said that.
Yeah.
James doesn't mind.
Tell Liv how you met James then.
James messaged me on Instagram. It was a flame emoji, very basic. But with my Insta, like, ooh, flames.
Ooh.
But with my Insta, I think my following is something like 90% women.
Yeah.
So I rarely get hit on Instagram. And also I think because of the way I talk, because of the way I am, I think they're a bit put off or they're not really that keen. And when they do, they're really not very attractive. Anyway, I got this flames and I looked at his little profile picture. I thought, fucking hell, is he fit? I think he's fit. Mate, there's some fit. He's got a fit. Because they're all
either... got one!
They're all either gay or women. And I was like, he's fit. He's definitely fit. Followed him back. And it turns out I had ended up on his Explore page. And I'd written something about... It was with you, actually, on the picture. Something like, having fun before the fucking nursery run or something like that. And he said... I like her, she's funny. Yeah. And he said, the weirdest thing is, he was like, as soon as I saw that picture, I was like, I'm intrigued by this woman. So we sent the flames, I sent some back, well, we had a little bit of a chat, and we actually spent 6 months being pen pals. I was shagging who I was shagging, he was shagging who he was shagging, whatever. We never actually met up. We just, when I got in from nights out, me and my friends would FaceTime him, and we'd blow him fucking steaming. And what I loved is that he found that hilarious. He never once thought, oh, I don't want my wife to be doing that. He was like, she's funny. And I always get naked when I'm drunk, and he does. And he was just like, this. We just had this thing. And then one day, he was, I thought, right, I'm going to have to meet him. I've been leading him on for 6 months now. Yeah. Like, it's good. And I thought, sod it, right, I'm going round. I looked quite
You've
decent.
You've been with me that day.
Yes, I'd been at work and I happened to have shaved. And
she knew what she, guys, she knew what she was doing.
He always says to me, you knew what you were. I was like, no, it just happened to be
She
sleep.
Never shaves usually.
And my makeup had gone well that day. I had a smooth vagina. And I thought, do you know what? I'm going to go round to his house for a coffee. Sod it. So I text him, like, are you in? And he was like, well, you know, 6 months I've been wanking over her and she's finally gone. So I turned up at the door and honestly, I swear, he opened the door and I thought, shit, I'm absolutely done. He's amazing. He's really fit.
Really? Really fit.
And he had his cap on backwards and he smiled at me. And I just remember thinking, oh, fuck. Fuck.
And that's then, like the most positive online sort of situation that you could have fucking had.
I literally just thought, this is it, bastard. And then we've never been apart since. And he's got three children.
Yeah.
Which was a ball ache, but he has. And well, I'm not going to be honest. It would be easy to... sorry, but it was. It is a ball ache. I love them to bits now. Yeah. But yeah, of course it is.
How long ago was this?
4 years ago.
Okay.
So he's three kids. I already had my little girl.
Yeah.
And then we got together in a very short period of time because I actually told him. I told him. We've got problems. Yeah, I made him marry me as well.
Coercive.
We have coercive behaviour. Yeah. Shit. So basically, he said he was going to propose to me and he was like, I'm going to do it soon. But I knew where I wanted to get married and I knew that venues get booked up. And I was like, I've booked the venue. You need to. That's literally what happened. So we got engaged and then we've just had a baby 8 months ago.
Oh my God.
He's got three. I had one. We've now got Tommy. There's five.
Oh.
Not out of my vagina, but yeah. Five.
It's a big old blended family. How do you find it? Actually, both of you. Because
God's honest, one of the hardest things I've ever
done.
Really? Yeah. And that's nothing to say about the kids. The kids are amazing. The well-being. It's nothing to do with that. And I wish more people would be honest about this.
Yeah, no, can you actually explain? Because I have a lot of
friends. No one's honest.
Yeah.
They're not. They go, I love them like my own. And it's been like one happy family. No, I'm sorry. But when you have your own child, most of the time, you're pregnant for 9 months. It's in your body. It's your baby. You've got used to it. You give birth. It's yours. And you create a bond over time with it, right? And then when stepchildren are involved, and I'm sure it was the same for him because I had a child as well, you're given these kids. And it's like, right, be a mother figure now.
Yeah.
I don't even know them that well. Like... Mm. And you can't just fall in love and be, it doesn't work like that. And anyone who says it doesn't, I'm sorry, but they're lying. It takes time to get to know them. And all of a sudden, you're in a position where you are a mother figure to some children that you might have only known a year. It's not, it's impossible. And there are also different dynamics. You've got baby mums, baby dads. There's a lot going on.
And then like the father of your first child along with the new father. Yeah.
There's a lot of dynamics and there's a lot. And I don't love kids, actually. I've never been a person that's, do you know, that goes, oh, kids. I've never been like that.
Yeah.
I am more now. So yeah, it's not been easy. However, now we genuinely, it feels much more like a normal family now.
It's calmed down.
It's calmed down. Mm. We've all found our place. Yeah. For them as well. Who's this woman? Do you know? It's
the
a lot.
Evil. What's evil. One bit of advice for someone listening who's got involved in a slightly blended family?
Run!
Your one, run, really.
Fuck it
off! No, honestly, because I have friends who always say it's not what it looks
like. It's not always, but what I will say is, I think it's a great testament to how much I love James and how much he must love me that we have powered through.
Yeah.
And you have to be very strong together as a couple if you want it to work, because it can be very stressful and you have to be united as a couple.
Mm.
And you also have to be able to talk to each other and respect each other. For example, if I was to say to James, listen, one of the kids keeps doing that, I don't think it's a great idea. He would always say to me, totally, yeah, right, we'll speak about that. He would never say, don't say that about
you can't parent my
and
kids.
Vice versa.
Yeah.
If he says Thea's being a little knob, I'll be like, right, let's sort this out. It's not, you've got to be a team or you've got no chance. And now, honestly, it's amazing. The kids are hilarious. They love each other. We are in an amazing place, but I just don't want to be that person that pretends that one day we all met up and started skipping. No.
They're all up picking flowers.
But it is now. It's great now. And they love each other.
And that is the end of part one. Don't forget to come back for part two to find out what's in my box.
part two of Private Parts with me, Liv Bentley, and my two glorious collaborators, the Nip Tuck Girls.
Guys, you've just missed out. And if you want to see what was in our Valentine's bags and boxes and all those things, the extended version is on YouTube. Now let's head straight back in. We aren't finished just yet.
So we're going balls deep with some of your stories.
Yes. Chair leg, should we? Yeah.
You can. I keep hearing this. What the fuck is the chair leg? Don't tell me you fucked it.
This is the worst.
Or one of the worst things you've probably
going to
hear.
We dug deep for this. So, you know.
Is it a personal story?
No.
No, but it feels.
We know the person, though.
It feels so personal now because this is. So, we were sent in this story about 3 years, two years ago, was it? And it has just been one of the most classic, shocking stories we've ever had. And not many people have been able to beat it. And it is true because we know a cousin of the person who it was. So it's true.
Okay, true.
Do you want to start?
Yeah.
Right. Tell the full. We may ad lib touches.
So basically, this girl wrote in and she was working shifts as a nurse on a ward. And she was seeing this guy, Packet Ed. He was always on it. And he used to be on the packet like every day in the week, like at the pub, like just a proper like ming. Anyway, she goes to work, standard thing, like he's not turned up home. So she goes home on her lunch break. She's got a spare hour. She works around the corner and she goes to go in her bedroom to check if he's there. And he is, he's there. But he has got, like, you know, like a pub stool, like a shitty pub stool.
I know what you mean, yeah.
And he's lay it like on its side.
I don't know if I can hear the rest of this.
He's put a condom on it and he's
shagged. No, he was asleep. So he was, passed out.
But then he'd passed out with the chair leg.
So he'd fallen asleep. She goes in, he's on his side, whatever. He'd passed out in that situation. She's looking round. The chair leg is also on its side with a condom over the stool leg. He had been fucking himself
with a chair leg.
Stool. And that was her boyfriend, not like, and she had walked into that.
I don't know what to say. I'm actually speechless.
Honestly, it's true.
I need to know the rest of it. What happened when he woke up? Did they continue?
We don't know.
I am sure that there was, I've got very bad memory, but there was something about the chair got sold.
Yeah. For money? And she couldn't get rid of it for ages.
Yeah, so then her dad
kept turning back up.
Chair kept turning back up. Something like her dad did a car boot sale, sold the chair, not knowing the what had happened to this stool, and then
the poor stool.
And then somebody bought it back or something. It ended up back again, no, so she couldn't get rid of this fucking stool.
Oh my God, honestly.
So the store was everywhere.
No, that's actually horrific.
Yeah, it's awful. So we actually asked our audience, didn't we? Like, everybody knows that story if you know Nip Tuck. So we asked if anybody had anything. Is there anything that's ever going to beat that? Like, we're giving you a chance. We're doing a Valentine's special. We're going to be with Liv. And this is what came through.
Okay, let's play it out. Is it a voice
note? We have warped to the voice because, as you know, guys,
I've not always heard this yet.
None of us have. It's always anonymous.
I hope it's not. It's not another. Okay, go.
I have a friend who's a dominatrix, and she asked me a couple of times to do a few jobs with her, only really high-paying ones when I come do it. And she basically said that she had this businessman, an older businessman, and I came and arrived at the job. And he was there dressed in like a full suit, come from work with a brown briefcase. And he wanted the sissy treatment, which is basically where they want to be dressed up as a woman. And just dress up like a woman, degraded. He wanted to be called names and a bit of light kicking and things like that. So he came and he wanted his makeup done. So I done his makeup for him. We put him in a pink mini dress, a sparkly mini dress, with a fake breastplate, like a massive breastplate, and stockings, black stockings, heels. So I said to him, I was like, do you want to go and go for a little walk and be a little dog? And this was literally like in the middle of like Kensington. So I put on like a big fur coat and so did my friends. And we literally walked him down the road like a little dog with the fake breasts on. And we was like kicking him and making him do stuff like lick the lamppost and like
crock
his leg, like drink from puddles, sniff like dog shit. Oh my God, it's so funny. When we got back, he was like, I wanted to get pegged. My friend is an experienced dom, so she gave him a really good pegging. And then I had a little go. It was my first time pegging. It's actually so much harder than you think, like to thrust with the strap on. So I had a little go just to see what it'd be like. And then I left it to my friends. And yeah, and he just kept extending the time. We just kept giving him loads of challenges, but mostly just like ignoring him and getting him to do stuff for us. But yeah, it was a very interesting night. I earned a lot of money. And I've done similar things a couple of times. So, yeah, make sure you keep me anonymous.
Wow. I mean, listen, everyone has their own thing.
Kink. Can I just ask a question here? How the fuck did he figure out that that was his kink?
Yeah.
Sniffing, on all fours, sniffing dog shit in Kensington. Like,
and then getting pegged.
That is bizarre.
In a dress.
In a dress and, like, stockings and heels.
I think sometimes really, really successful men, because they're so successful, because they get to choose everything and be that they want to be the ones that are not in control anymore.
Submissive.
Submissive. I think it's very common. Mm. But how you got to the sniffing dog shit bit, I don't know.
Drinking
how he worked
from
out.
Puddles. I mean...
Did anyone see it? Like,
we've just seen her in her dress.
Well, we've just seen a picture. But what if one of his staff, like he was a businessman, what if one of his staff was like, I saw Roger down last night sniffing dog shit.
They'd getting like, Roger.
On all fours.
They'd be like, don't talk crap. That's ridiculous. No, I swear, I'm sniffing dog shit. Oh, shut up. No, he had a brass plate on.
And
licking puddles. Oh, fuck off. You were off your tits. But like, it's, do you know what? A kink is a kink, and I'm glad she got loads of money.
It's not hurting anyone.
It's not hurting anyone, and she got to have a go at pegging, so.
So, okay, on the subject of pegging. This is revenge on WhatsApp. My boyfriend of 5 years cheated, so as revenge, I downloaded his WhatsApp to my laptop with screenshot proof of him cheating. And not only that, his dirty messages to this other woman showing him begging to be pegged. Begging for a pegging. So I sent the screenshots to all of his family, friends, boss, and work colleagues, and have told them his favourite pet name is now Peggy Mitchell.
Peggy Mitchell!
Love that.
Bye, boy.
Oh, my God.
That's what she says.
That'd be the ultimate ick anyway. Like,
you deserve
it would be.
Yeah.
We've got one more revenge confession, which I think women have a habit of just being able to go lower than men because there's something... We gain more from it.
Yeah.
Revenge confession. My best friend caught her boyfriend cheating, so she went savage and peed into a container and transferred it into her boyfriend's eyedropper. The boyfriend couldn't work out why he kept getting conjunctivitis for several weeks before she revealed it all and ended it for good.
What a grand... I think that's really...
And
like
by
that,
the
though.
Way, another thing, a big pissing in your eyedropper.
Yes. Pissing in your eyeballs. I think that's quite well thought out and out of the box. You know, it's out there.
I do too, and I actually have to say, if I caught my boyfriend or a boyfriend cheating, I, instead of confronting them straight away, would have to
small
fuck with
things,
them
yeah.
for a little bit.
We
just
always
to get
say
my,
that.
The own satisfaction back.
Yeah.
We always say that, don't we? That you keep the receipts so you don't spunk your load. You get all the bits of information. You take it all the time. So when he goes, I didn't, I wasn't there, you go bam, 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 and let him lie first. And then you do little things.
Yeah.
And just fuck with them.
You've got one chance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't blow it.
Yeah. Fucking hell. Right. Everyone settle down.
Settle
right.
down, kids.
So basically, this girl wrote into the podcast ages ago, and she'd gone back to this footballer's house and shagged him. And she said it was the worst shag, like, of her life. She said he was fit, like, big footballer.
But really selfish, didn't
really she? Really selfish in bed, like, didn't even care for her needs or wants. And on her way out, she stole his Cartier bangle.
She saw it on the side and thought, do you know what?
I'm having it.
Yeah.
I'm having that.
And she wrote into us and she was like, it's eating me up with guilt. What do I do?
Should I have done it? Is it wrong? How do I now give it back?
Yeah.
Should
what
I give it back?
What do you think,
Liv?
I would give it back.
said this. We had not tell our idea of giving it back.
What we thought, do you know what? We get why you did it. Like, yeah. You didn't
and in
make
the
you
moment,
come.
She might have been a bit pissed still. Or...
And yeah, so we get it.
Not that it's right, it's not
we
right.
We get it, but it wasn't right. And yeah. You've got to give it back, and there's karma. So we thought, how do you give it back? So he's obviously lives in a big gated house.
With cameras everywhere.
With cameras. So our idea was this.
Wait, has he clocked? Have they spoken since? Has he clocked?
No, he's not got that many of them. Yeah, she said, he's not got in touch with her or anything, but she said she just saw it on the side, just took it. And when she Googled it, it was worth like 20 grand.
So she thought, oh shit.
So she was like, this is
so.
Oh.
Our thought was, you get your bestie, you kind of bury a body bestie, whoever that is. You get in the car, you park around the corner, you put balaclavas on, you climb
up.
No, we
said an Uber.
Oh, an Uber, so it's not traceable. Mm. With the balaclavas, you climb over and just chuck it, and then you've given it back.
Yeah.
And hope for the best. And then no one knows
but
it
then
wasn't
when you're caught
back.
And you have to take that balaclava off holding the 20 grand stone and bracelet, what do you
I
do
I don't
then?
Know.
Well, no, because you've already chucked it.
Can I be honest? We could simplify this whole fucking situation. He's probably got a letterbox. And you could just get the random postman to put it back through the letterbox. And then it could look like lost and found.
Oh, yeah, she could post it to him.
Oh, my God. Oh, God, there's loads of ideas now. But
post it to the club.
The balaclava seems such a good idea. You'd give it to the club and say you must have dropped, you've left.
We wouldn't be good in a situation like that.
No, the balaclava seems such a good idea as well. No, you're right. You just give it back.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what I've ever done for revenge. Probably something really cunty. Nothing. Actually, whatever. I don't know.
Have you ever been a storyline made for you to be revengeful in Main Chelsea? Do they ever orchestrate things like that?
Yeah, do they make
no,
up storylines?
No, I was
lines?
Just naturally a cunt. I didn't know they had to tell me to.
Yeah, of course they do.
I'm trying to think. No, actually, no. There was one guy when I was with Tristan. He was slightly two-timing me and another girl. And he didn't appreciate we were hanging out with each other. So we both just decided to text him the exact same messages for a good 10 minutes.
Oh,
and he didn't know what the fuck was going on. Freaking
that's
out.
So he both. So he was like, well, that's
and
brilliant.
He was replying the same thing to both of us.
That is
like,
absolutely brilliant. One
that's
idea I always like is when girls both find out and they text to meet at the same place at the same time. They both stood there.
Yeah.
Just to watch.
Surprise.
Do you remember that program on MTV and it was like called Cheaters?
Yeah.
And they'd get the UV lamp with the sperm.
Yeah, to find the sperm on the bed sheets.
Yeah.
I loved that.
Yeah. I love that. They're making a second one of that.
Really?
Apparently. Right, before we wrap up, we've got one Valentine's Day disaster, and this has actually come from Stephen, who was on Maths.
Okay.
He said he doesn't mind not remaining anonymous.
Stephen from Maths. I actually watched it. Yeah. He got in a bit of hot water, but something about me didn't mind him. I didn't think he was that bad. He got in trouble for supposedly downloading Tinder and being on it when he was married.
Actually, can I say something? I was not a knob about him, but I was sort of saying his behaviour was disgraceful, not quite appreciating that actually. For anyone who didn't, you've got to be a Maths fan to understand all this. Him and Nelly, the girl he was married to, had actually broken up.
There's
so
a bigger
it wasn't
story.
As bad as he made out to be. Anyway, this is his dating disaster. One date, then she stalked my baby mum and sent me photos of her daily, like, whose body do you prefer? What made it worse was she was a policewoman.
Wow.
He needs to report that behaviour.
So she stalked the baby mum and sent pictures of her and said, whose body do you prefer? Wow, that's nutty.
Ew.
Nut nut.
Girls like that give other girls really bad raps. Like, why?
Well, that's like that girl we know the other week.
Who?
Who was at the beach bar and the girl was taking pictures of her.
Oh, that's just, honestly, it gives us gives women a bad reputation. A girl we know was at a beach club and two girls, they'd had a fallout, were taking pictures of her while she was just getting about a day, zooming in on a cellulite, sending it round chat, saying, have you seen what she looks like?
In their 30s.
And she was just getting on, like, you know, in the club, and they were zooming in on her, saying, look how fat she's got.
No, that's awful.
They give us an awful rep, those girls.
Yeah. This has been wonderfully savage. I think you guys are both amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Amazing, Liv. You have been incredible. And I hope you can get lots of new friends of your podcast from ours as well. It's been a great crossover.
She's one of us.
She is one of us.
I am. Also, thank the wine and the ciggies with my face on.
Yeah. Stunning.
It's the way
Thanks,
to a
guys.
Girl's heart.
It is.
Bye, guys.